I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. You obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Happ pulls one over the head of Tolley. A fair ball down the right field line. Takes an awkward bounce off the sidewall. Fielded by Moniak. His throw to second, not in time, as Happ slides in safely with a double.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Going back is Happ, near the track, makes the catch right in front of the fence. 20 feet off the line, near the corner, Happ hauls it in.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Chick-fil-A is overrated.
No.
Is this a repeat hot take? I think it's crazy.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We're live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon.
That's right. We are live from Wrigleyville and Brickhouse Tavern. Amy Harrison, Mark Brody on The Score, and the man of the hour is here, Ian Happ. They're not here for us.
I think that's
why the
cheers got louder.
They might be here for the food, but they're here to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to do it again.
Yeah, we joked that this was a day where we had to sleep fast, extra innings, and then we had the show back at the ballpark. You know all about that.
Yeah. We had the turnaround from Cincy where we flew in and then had the day game for Memorial Day, which is pretty rare. But the Cincy flight's easy. It's 50 minutes. But, yeah, the extra innings, as long as you're on the right side of it, it's all right. makes you sleep a little bit better.
I love what you said that to Layla, too, when she said you guys were just kind of talking back and forth. Another crazy one, and you nailed it. They're great when you're on the right side. And all I could think, Ian, was haven't you kind of like earned that to some degree because of the previous years, that sometimes the baseball gods are on your side? Like, you have to have that as a part of a winning team.
Yeah, and I think when you're playing in an environment like Wrigley, you know, the last couple of days the wind's been blowing in, it's tough to score runs.
Yeah,
it's a really tough run scoring environment. We hit a bunch of balls hard yesterday that you know, on a normal day or in a different ballpark are probably putting up a bunch of runs. I think Dansby hit the first two balls that he hit were absolutely scorched. And so when you're on the wrong side of it, from the win standpoint, like, they had two balls that got out the last 2 days, and we hit a bunch of balls hard that didn't go. So
Carson Kelly almost hit one.
Yeah, yeah. Carson hit a ball, hit a rocket that just got caught up. And so it's tough to be able to put up runs in that environment. So you're going to be playing close games. There'll probably be another one tonight. I think the wind's going to be blowing in again. So you're sticking with it, and our offense has done such a good job of that. And I can't say enough about what the bullpen did, locking it down yesterday, and Flex coming in and putting up those two big innings to give us a chance.
One of the big things that we saw last night is you guys using the speed that can supplement when you don't have the power going because of the conditions. You steal a bag, Pico Armstrong, Matt Shaw, each with a couple of stolen bases. What has that dynamic? I mean, when you're talking about a guy matchup, people don't think of third baseman as speedy guys, but that guy moves.
Yeah. I mean, he does. And he did a great job. Just a couple big spots there. And I think that was, you know, our game plan coming in. And you saw it the night before with Reese getting a bunt down and leading to a run. Like, when the wind's blowing in like that, you have to play a different version of the game. You know, we've been great at hitting home runs and putting up big numbers. You saw it when we were in Cincinnati over the weekend. But you have to change, you have to adapt. Our team's been really good at that. And so last night, taking advantage of the stolen base, John Birdie coming in, mm-hmm. who, you know, he is one of the best in the league at doing that. But to come into a game in a situation when everybody knows you're coming in to steal a base and to still be able to do it is super impressive. And so I think that's our roster's constructed for that in a way that we can score in multiple ways. We can do it differently on different days. And last night was a great example.
I feel like it was also a very, if I'm knowing Craig Counsell's reputation, and I do think for no matter who it is, it does take a year to adjust to a baseball season. If you're a broadcaster, if you're a player, if you're a new manager coming in, used to doing things a certain way. That was such a Craig Counsell game in that it was manufacture your offense. It was know how to use your starter to his advantage. It was manage the bullpen in a way that was a little different than what we've seen before. You know, Chris Flexen, we were joking that his nickname was Flexy. Flex is probably better, so
yeah,
we've got to work
Flexy.
On that.
He
can tell us, but right. we wanted something.
Yeah.
But the point is, Chris Flexen comes on, you know, late. Caleb Thielbar has reached a pattern now, but just the utilization of all these different guys, John Birdie being one of them, you know, how are you using your bench, especially in extras? That felt like one of those games that was a Counsell, crafty, use your talent type of deal.
Yeah, and to make the adjustment, you know, like we were just talking about, and do it in a different way, but also just where the bullpen's at. You know, we play... what are we in the middle of? This is six in a row. So, and we've had close games. You know, the games in Cincy, even though we were scoring a bunch of runs, you know, they were close late. So we've used the bullpen a ton in the last 3 days. And so to be able for those guys to keep putting up zeros and to use them in an effective way and save a couple bullets today, I think super important. When you have Porter down, when you have some other guys coming up and trying to fill in those back end roles, it's really important, and those guys did a great job.
Yeah, it was good to see Ryan Presley back in the ninth inning, and you know, I've mentioned a couple times Reese McGuire gunning a couple guys trying to steal yesterday.
Huge.
Oh my God.
Huge. Can't say enough about that. You know what, Reese, obviously that game in Cincy where he hits two homers is pretty impressive.
Talk about the baseball gods.
Yeah,
man.
But to throw out a couple runners, to cut down a couple guys in big spots, and I think that's when you look at a game like last night, that's the difference. Is, you know, we were able to be very successful on the base. I think Danza got thrown out, but everything else was, you know, we were nails on the bases. And so for us on the flip side of that, and it's a huge credit to Reese, and those throws are right on the money. Some great tags from middle infielders, but also the pitching staff and what they've been able to do in controlling the running game, mixing up their times and being really disciplined and making sure that they're getting to the plate and kind of 1-2, 1-3, 1-4 in that window is super important. It's been a huge emphasis from Flaherty and from our pitching department. They've done a great job.
Go ahead, Marshall. I was going to say the irony too of what you were talking about with a lot of the hard hit balls that didn't go. You talk about Dansby and Carson Kelly, the game winning hits, the Michael Bush excuse me single, the Matt Shaw game winning hit, even one of your at bats, man. You're at bat, I think, in the fifth inning where you're just fouling stuff off and taking pitches and working the count, and then just a little flare basically for a double.
Yeah.
I believe in that at bat.
Yeah, I mean, those are the hits that win in those situations in that game. You know, you can hit a ball as hard as you want, like Carson did, and it's going to be an out. And I was talking to Tuck about this on the bench, like the at bat that I had in the 10th. You know, you hit a fly ball to center, and when the wind's blowing in, you can't hit a sac fly. It just doesn't exist.
that's amazing.
To hit a sac fly, it has to be a ball that would have been a homer.
Wow.
And like the normal sac fly in a different ballpark, in a different environment at Wrigley, is the center fielder's running in, and that guy's got a really good arm. And so you're kind of looking up going, well, I can't hit a sac fly, and you know, what's going to actually get this game done? And it's a couple bloopers like that.
Listen, it was a few weeks ago I asked you about conditions and what you prefer, and you did not hesitate talking about the wind blowing out, you know, 25 miles per hour, whatever it may be. But do you feel like you and your teammates have any type of advantage because of the way that things can change from day to day, season to season, in terms of we're basically still in spring here. Summer hasn't really hit yet.
Somehow.
Yeah.
They're telling me it's almost June. But.
Yes. We understand it's almost June on the calendar, but I go outside and see, you know, it's raining this morning. Can you take an advantage in that in any way and just kind of knowing, hey, this is what it's going to take? Because both teams know the wind's blowing in, but is there any kind of advantage you can have, whether it's psychological or otherwise?
Yeah, I think because we play in this environment so frequently, we're aware of what it takes. We're aware that, hey, we're going to have to steal bases today. We're going to have to bunt. We're going to have to hit and run. Like, that. This is the type of day that's going to, you're going to need that. And I think Jed and Carter have done a great job of putting a roster together that has the ability to, you know, in a game like last night, like there wasn't a lot of walks. They didn't walk a lot of guys. You know, we have the ability to do that, but it wasn't out there yesterday. That's how you can put up a few runs in conditions like that, is you get on base and a bunch of walks, and then you get a couple singles. But the way that our roster is constructed, and the ability for to have a guy like John Birdie who's going to come on and steal a base, a couple guys that can run really well, and guys that aren't afraid to move the baseball, like that's what makes this team really competitive. Is we can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but we can also do the little things right.
Well, and I feel like you also faced a pitcher that you've seen many times. Germán Márquez, I feel like, has been on the Rockies for 25 years. It hasn't been that long, but it's been significant. It felt like, and we talked about it sitting in the crowd, that there was some data there, whether it was on him or Goodman, the catcher, as far as knowing that's somebody that you can potentially steal a bag on. Do you guys go on number to the plate, or is it a catcher scouting report? I know you don't want to give too much away, but there did seem to be some shared info there.
Yeah, I mean, that was last night was more of a situation of, and he did a better job throughout the game, but just time on pitcher to home time there, where we had an opportunity to get a couple bases, and he shortened it up after the first few stolen bases to a point where it got a little bit tougher. And their bullpen was definitely aware of it. You saw how hard they were trying to hold runners there late in the game. And so we did a really good job of just having a few keys and taking a few chances and counts where, because Márquez is a guy that his bread and butter, he's really competitive in the zone with his four seam and his sinker, but he's going to try to go to that curveball to strike guys out late. And so being aware of what count that's going to show up the most, how often he's going to do that, and try to pick those counts to go and get a few bases.
You mentioned your bullpen, outstanding job, obviously, last night, especially anytime you go into extra innings, you don't know. Seemed like Chris Flexen was in it to win it or lose it or whatever was going to happen, but five scoreless innings. But what about the starter? We talk about Cade Horton's ability to give you six, only give up two runs. It seems like he's making some sort of progress. My whole thing is watching him, knowing what his innings limit has been in prior seasons, how many bullets can you get out of him this season before either he has to go to the bullpen, shut down, whatever. Do you think about that at all as a player, or are you just like, hey, that's somebody else's job to worry about that type of stuff?
Yeah, no, Cade's been fantastic. I think his ability to be in the strike zone, be super competitive, he's got the right mindset for it. Like the way that his mound presence and the way that he carries himself, he's asked a lot of great questions of the starting staff. I think we are very lucky in the fact that we have Jameson and Boyd and Colin Ray and guys that have done it at the big league level for a long time very successfully, and they have great routines. And so for guys like Ben Brown and for Cade to be able to come up and talk to those guys and pick their brains has been really cool to see, and they've done a great job of asking questions and kind of being sponges with those guys. They kind of travel in a pack and work together a lot, which is fun. But yeah, I think as far as the innings limit goes, I think it's interesting just where we are in baseball as a whole. Of there's been a lot of talk over the last 5 years about restricting number of innings, number of pitches, and how that affects a guy's career. The data doesn't really back it up. Hmm. You know, the data is not really perfect on if you limit a guy's innings that you're going to prevent injury versus running a guy out there and kind of seeing if he can handle the workload. And so I don't think there's been a decision made on Cade and where that's going to end up, but I know that just watching the way he's going about it, he's preparing, he's super, super athletic. And, we were really lucky to have him fill in with Shota going down.
Cade has done a great job, and I do think I want to get into this maybe in the next segment. Just Jameson Taillon, maybe there's no better example of his talent right now than him telling you about how he'll casually just add in a new pitch against somebody, and that having that in his back pocket is incredible. I want to get to that in a second. I do want to focus a little bit on the game last night, because that 11th inning, we talked about how that game really kind of was won on the base paths last night. You were part of that. The send of PCA to third in the 11th inning, I think collectively we were like, oh no, it's on now. You knew you had to get at least two runs in that inning to stay alive. What were you thinking as an observer when you saw that, just knowing his skill set and who he is? And then ultimately Matt Shaw also talking about just his approach as a hitter, that veteran discussion. He comes back and he's able to do that in such a productive way. That whole thing together to me was such an indicator of growth and just excitement and how this game was won.
Yeah, I think it was a good situation for Pete to run there. It was kind of lined up where the reliever, he was going to have a little bit of a higher time He's one of those guys. And so, Pete did a really good job of being patient and getting to a good look to run on. And he's one of the most elite base stealers in the game. Like, I think the whole dugout knew at some point he was going to go. But to do it successfully in that spot was huge. And then, yeah, Matty Shaw, just the approach. I think it's been really good for, since he's been back up. Just the not afraid to go to right field, not afraid to use that side of the field. And can't say enough about the third base defense, honestly. A couple of the plays he's made and the arm strength from over there has looked really good.
I have an in-game entertainment question for you. Yesterday,
other
than the stretch, we'll get, because I want to hear if you guys even pay attention to my colleagues here doing the seventh inning stretch yesterday. But here is what I noticed yesterday. Maybe I haven't been to enough Cubs games this year or in the last couple of years. Shame on me. But you caught a ball. I don't remember what inning it was. Like later in the game, the hard line drive out to you. You catch the ball. The organist starts playing the Happy Days theme song. Have you ever watched Happy Days in your life?
No.
And has that been going on for I didn't think so. Were you aware of that, though? Am I just breaking this news to you for the first time? Do you realize that they played the Happy Days theme song?
No, didn't realize it at all. Don't know if it happens every time.
Do you hear a lot of music where you're like, what is this that they're playing?
Not a lot. But, the organ's fired. The whole game, the organ's fired.
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
It's going. There's different things. Sometimes, a guy will come up, and they'll be doing a playoff his last name or something. You'll be like, I get it.
Okay.
A lot of times, it's just like the organ's playing. I don't know.
I was old enough to get it, though. I was like, oh, I see what they're doing. Yeah. I was like, is this what they do when Ian Happ catches a ball in the outfield now? They play the Happy Days theme song?
You have an old person named, Mark. I get it.
My first thought was, there's no way he didn't watch that show. But that's the game within the game with the organ player, which is beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. No shame to the organ.
The Padres organist would play the background of Super Mario 2 or something, which is also way older than you. Like the 8-bit Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Marshall in me move right there.
Thank you for calling me out for being old. I appreciate it.
It's the 8-bit Nintendo.
No, you're right.
We love 8-bit Nintendo.
Accept your oldness, will you?
No, I'm good with that.
Unbelievable.
I wanted to ask you about this stretch of games, just because we look at things very differently than you guys. We know you are one game at a time. We know we've got to get through this series. You have a hitter's meeting and a pitcher's meeting at the first game of a series, and you approach the series as a series. It's like a mini season almost. And then obviously every plate appearance, every out, it's individual, but it all compiles. And so we looked at this stretch because you guys had, it's been highly documented, the most difficult start of the season from a scheduling standpoint. I know you're aware of that. But then you have these 21 games, and I said, hey, they need to go 15-6 in these 21 games. And be like, should it be a sweep? Should it just be a series win? I'm curious, on the end of a series, when you've won the first two games, which this obviously falls in that category, does the approach change at all? Like, hey, we're going for the sweep today, or is it just like, we got to win a game today? Because from the outsider's perspective, it's, yo, the sweep.
Yeah, no, it's day by day. It's day by day, and the first two games of the series were really hard fought, and I think, like I said earlier, it's going to be another one of those, just with the conditions on the field. And so it's about winning games and trying to stack those. And I think anytime you win a series in the big leagues, you're happy about it. It's not sweep. It's really hard to sweep a team in the big leagues. It's really difficult. And so we've done it a couple times this year, but to be able to just take it one game at a time and not think about like, hey, we got a chance to sweep them today. It's just, no, let's be doing the little things right the same way we were the last 2 days and just keep that going.
We have more with Ian Happ coming up next. Kind enough to join us for the hour here on the show.
Happy Days is here.
You know what's funny is I just now realized that was the riff that was played. I would hear the organ and even I wouldn't
register. Don't act like you didn't know it.
Okay, so this segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. I got my Gold Glove Brew over here.
Same.
Connect Roasters being served at Brick House Tavern. Our crowd is here. I'm going to get some more coffee. We're going to come back with more from Ian Happ, live from Brick House, Bohemian Harris with Mark Grody on the score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
This is the Happy Days theme song.
You're like, that doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yeah,
I have no idea what you guys are playing.
There was this guy named the Fonz. He was really cool.
I've heard of the Fonz.
He jumped a shark. Yeah. That's all I that's
He
all
hit
I
the
can
jukebox.
Yeah.
He wore a black leather jacket.
He later was John Ralphio's dad on what was that, Parks and Rec?
Okay.
John How's this Happy Days material doing going for you?
It's really good.
That's what they played last night. When Ian Happ caught a ball in left field, they played the Happy Days theme song. It was only for us, though, apparently.
And our organist was young because we got to meet him. We're coming to you live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville for Cubs on Deck. We are looking forward to having Ian Happ here for the whole hour. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. And I also want to point out, you've got a live show coming up in just a few days now.
We
Compound
do.
Live on the 31st.
Yeah, we're going to do Compound Live at Music Box Theater, 7 p.m. Saturday.
Oh, sick.
Pete is going to be our guest. Pete Armstrong is going to be our guest.
Well.
Yeah, Dakota's coming down, and Tom Prizman, our producer, works for Marquee now. He's in the city, which is awesome. Yeah, we're excited. We still, VIP sold out, but we still have GA tickets available. Musicboxtheater.com, or you can walk over and grab them there.
PCA is a big get. You know that, right? Like, he's like...
Yeah.
He has to do it. Can't you just tell him, like, you have to be there?
Yeah, basically,
like,
yeah.
Okay, so not as big a get for him as it would be for us.
Yeah.
Can I follow up on something you mentioned last week when we were talking about what looks like a just absolutely massive outfield in Miami?
Yeah.
I was laughing because you're like, yeah, there's a lot of outfield for him to run around in. And I'm like, it was like talking about him like he's a toddler where you're just trying to like tire himself out.
It's like our golden retriever. He just runs around like that.
Just throw the frisbee, see if he can get to it, right? And usually he can.
I was so curious because I heard you laugh and I was like, am I wrong? Am I off base here and thinking that that's what that was? Like, go get it, Pete. Yeah. Just go.
Yeah, that's what. You know, whether it's me and Tuck or Say, it's just like, yeah, man, go get him. Like, we'll be over here. You just go get the rest of them.
Okay, while we're on him then, man, I got to say, like, after every single out he makes, and I'm sure you guys notice this, he is disgusted. It's a helmet throwdown. It's the fake the bat over the knee. Like, he is, how long can he wear that? Or do you think that he can he exist in Major League Baseball if he's going to react to every single out he makes?
He's existing pretty well.
Yeah, that's true.
He's doing it. He wears his emotions on his sleeve, that's sure, whether positive or negative.
Yeah.
And that's kind of who he is as a person. He plays the game with a ton of passion, and you know, different guys go about it different ways, and you got to embrace that. And you know, he really wants to be great. He really wants to be a great player at this level. He really wants to succeed all the time. I'm sure that'll calm itself out a little bit over the course of time, naturally. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it is. He really wants to be great.
Ian, I wanted to ask you about something Jed Hoyer said going back to last offseason. He talked about a couple of things. One was the weather, and he made a really big deal about how the weather has affected your ability as a team to score runs and do the things that were projected. And the other thing he talked about was basically along the lines of players playing better than the back of their baseball cards and how no one had exceeded the expectations to the level that's what it was going to take to win. Now, since then, he went out, got Kyle Tucker. That helps. You've seen what PCA has done, which has certainly been better than even the second half of what he did last season when he took the big jump. And now Matt Shaw coming back and playing the way he has. We've had people in our era say that what you guys are doing offensively, it can't last the whole season as far as scoring six runs a game because it's only been done once in Cubs history. Do you feel like this offense is sustainable?
Yeah, I think as long as guys stay healthy, I think this is the version of the Cubs that we kind of all expect or believe that we can be. And it's not going to be linear. It's not going to be exactly like this all year, right? You're not going to get the exact performance from every guy. There's going to be ups and downs for everybody. But I think our lineup's built in a way where when one guy is going through his two-week tough stretch, the other guys are going to pick him up. And I think you'll continue to see that kind of throughout the course of the year. And I think as long as we stay healthy, I think we have the ability to do that. And to the point of the weather, like we've been the best offensive team on the road in baseball this year. And I think that's kind of a testament to our ability to hit balls out of the ballpark, our ability to score in different ways. And it's something that I think I've talked about a lot today, but I really do believe that that's what makes this sustainable, is it's not just guys hitting homers with two guys on base. It's a lot of different ways and kind of up and down the lineup. It's not two guys that are carrying the whole group. You know, Pete and Saya and the amount of runs they've been able to drive in has been awesome, but you're getting it from Tucker, from Carson, from Miggy, from Dansby, like all the way up and down the lineup. You know, you're getting production, and that's huge.
You mentioned Miggy. How much has that lost her? I mean, 4 to 6 weeks, that seems like a long time, just in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's really tough, and, you know, it's going to be that rehab process of the oblique is a tough one, and to go through, like, he's going to have to build it back, and he's going to have to get to a place where he's comfortable, but I think that the ability for this team to weather those stretches just because of the depth of the lineup is there, and I think we're all in the camp of, hey, man, get that right, and you're going to be a huge part of this down the stretch.
I also just want to ask you, so many times we're taught as media people to not ask the phrase, like, how does it feel? I kind of think that's silly, because I do want to know how it feels to you guys, how this run feels, and we've talked so much about, over the years, about data and this and that bearing out in a certain way, and whether or not protection in the lineup is real. I think it is. You know, I think having more talent on your pitching staff also lends itself to that kind of discussion following the bullpen. But all of that said, you know, we're talking to you after a walk-off last night. Like, we've seen what this Cubs team is doing right now. I feel like you can see it in the at-bats. How does it feel for you watching this team come together in this way?
Yeah, I think it feels pretty natural. I think all of us have been on great teams at some point. that when you go to the ballpark, it feels like you're going to win every day. You know, Tuck's had it in Houston, Dansby's had it in Atlanta. You know, I've had it early in my career here. Nico's been a part of it. And so, you know, it feels like that. It feels like you come to the ballpark and you expect to win, and you don't know exactly how it's going to be, but you kind of expect that. And it's a really, that's a really good feeling. And it's something that you just continue to build on. And I think you continue to build that momentum and have that belief in the group. And that's a powerful thing.
I also like the idea of what you're saying about, like, this is kind of what we expected out of the offense. And you probably weren't thinking as deeply as I was kind of going in my head, because, like, towards the end of the I guess you could say the Theo Epstein regime, that obviously, which was hyper-successful, three straight trips to the NLCS, a World Series victory in 2016. You come on the scene in 2017. And towards the ends of those years, like, later on, like, Theo was big on, we're not making contact anymore. It seems like whatever they had going on, hitting the ball over the wall, that was starting to dissipate. And then the idea of making contact became real, and there wasn't enough contact. And now it's like, not only you guys are making contact, but it's hard contact, and sometimes the ball goes over the wall, and you guys are stealing bases, and you guys are hitting these small little hits to win games last night. It feels like this was the sort of rebuild, if you will, that Jed Hoyer had envisioned. Am I overcomplicating it, or is there mm-hmm. something to that?
No, I don't know that there. I don't know that it goes all the way back to, like, 2017, 2018, 2019, but I think that it is, from a roster construction standpoint and from a lineup construction, like, you're not trying to change anybody to be a different version. You know, you're not asking Pete to walk at a 15% clip. Like, Pete's walking at a 5% clip. He's hitting a bunch of homers. He's stealing bases. Like, that's great.
Be you.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Tucker is going to not strike out, and he's going to walk a lot. Like, that's who he is as a player. He's always been that guy. Nico's going to put the ball in play a bunch. He's going to have a top five lowest strikeout percentage in baseball. Like, that's who he is. And so you've just built a lineup of guys that you can sustain when a guy's punching 25-30% of the time, because you know you have other guys in the lineup who aren't going to do that. And I think it's this nice even balance where you just let guys go and be themselves, mm-hmm. and it flows really well.
I also want to ask you that question that I had in the last segment about Jameson Taillon, because I know you guys talk quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's a coffee connoisseur.
He really is.
But it does amaze me that he's like, oh, this year I'm going to add a sweeper. You know, just the casual way he's able to add so many pitches into his arsenal. Right now he's working on a kick change, and this is his approach to left-handed batters or right-handed batters, and just how he casually folds in something that is so difficult for other people. What does that say about just not only his approach, but his talent? I've never been more impressed, I think, than perhaps this year in the way he talks about that aspect of his game.
I think it really makes you hate pitchers, doesn't it? I'm just going to add a pitch today. It's like, you know what? I can't just add my, like, I'm going to add the homer swing today. Like, doesn't exist for us. But yeah, it's super impressive. I think his ability, when I was on the IL, I was able to stand in on one of his bullpens and just some of the things he was working on, and his ability to throw, you know, 5, 6, 7 pitches and to do it in a way that it's not easy at this point in your career to add something. You know, he's been really successful over the course of his career. He's been out there and he's had great years, and he gives you a chance to win every time he's out. And so to keep adding things, hey, I don't think I'm being as successful against, or I don't have this pitch to lefties. Well, here, let's try this change up, and to find a feel for it and to be able to do it. And this year, he had been really successful with the backdoor cutter last year. This year, guys were kind of, lefties were hitting his backdoor cutter, and to be able to say, well, maybe I need to make a change to that. Maybe I need to throw more curveballs or more sweepers or more of this other pitch plus a kick change to lefties to be more successful. The hip shot sinker he's been able to execute a bunch of times this year, and just to continue to build his arsenal and continue to think through the game start to start is pretty impressive. And I think you've seen the results of that and just how consistent and how effective he's been. And it's in the game today, it's really easy to highlight and get super excited about the guys that go out and give you 7 innings, 8 innings. They have a 0.8 ERA. Like, yeah, that's awesome. It's fantastic. There's only a handful of guys in baseball who are able to do that. A guy that goes out every day, gives you quality starts every fifth day, where it's two runs, it's three runs, it's six innings, it's seven innings, and you're just always in the baseball game. And with our offense and our lineup, like, that is so huge for us to be able to, he goes out there and we know we're going to be in the game in the sixth or seventh inning. It's really fun to play behind.
We were talking a moment ago about certain rumors out there. Obviously, you guys need more pitching help because you can never have enough arms, right? But there's been this tornado of a swell going around the city of Pittsburgh about what they're going to do with Paul Skenes. And the fact that they're already talking about punting on the Paul Skenes era in Pittsburgh is beyond wild to me, except I used to work in Pittsburgh and cover that team, and I'm not surprised at anything that ownership would do to sell their fan base short. What is this idea that they can't build and spend at least a little money around a guy, a phenom of that talent, of that caliber? He's already been an all-star in his rookie season. Why is this happening in baseball?
There's a lot of reasons why it's happening. And honestly, I don't think they're going to trade Paul Skenes. I think that's more of a media blitz than reality. I don't think Paul Skenes is going to get traded from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, I would be shocked. But I think when you look at it, their number two starter or number three starter, however you want to say it, Jared Jones went down. He had to get season-ending surgery. So they had Skenes, Jones, Keller. It's kind of their top three that were going to be there, that were going to be available. Jones goes down. He's out for the year. Bailey's been great, and they have guys who have had good performances. The guys that they have extended, you know, they keep Ryan Hayes and Reynolds. Like, they have some guys that they've extended. They're going to be there. And when you look at the game today, there is this, hey, if you have a superstar talent and you don't think that you're going to be competitive for 1-2 years, does it make more sense to move that guy and to get two big league ready players plus prospects that you think could be superstars? Does that make sense? And I think there's a real argument for it. I think there's a real argument for, is that maybe the way to rebuild your franchise versus we're just going to hold on to this one guy and we don't have a chance to win, but because he's one of the best players in the game. You see it every year with the guys that are in their third year of arbitration. They're about to be a free agent. They have 1 year of control left. And the GMs feel like they have to shop that guy because they're going to pay. You saw it. Dylan Cease got shopped kind of late into the offseason. Like, well, we only have 1 year of control left, and we have to consider it. And with Juan Soto, you saw it. And then now you see where the Yankees are. You know, they end up not paying Juan Soto, but with that money, they were able to turn that into a Goldschmidt and Bellinger and other pieces. Like, is that a better way to go about it than to have the one guy? And you've seen the Nationals be able to rebuild with all the guys they got back in the Soto trade. Like, there's an argument for, and especially when you're in a small market, to say, like, maybe this is the right thing to do for the health of the franchise. I don't think it excuses having a super low payroll and not being able to build some kind of group around really, really good players. But I think there's an argument for it, but I do not think the Pirates are going to do that. I would be shocked.
We're a long ways away from the end of his arbitration run. I mean, we're not even there yet. So that's why I think it was so shocking to even hear this discussion. But maybe it is just a media thing.
I think it is. I think it's more of something that people are talking about because they're saying with where they're at right now.
Mm-hmm. It's like a logical thing to think of.
And unfortunately, we saw it on the other side of town with Garrett Crochet. Like, you could have argued that they could have built around him. Also said that in his prime, you know, would they be ready? And they end up trading him for a bevy of prospects, and that guy's probably winning the AL Cy Young this year.
Yeah, and I think that you've seen, you know, the examples of superstar players getting traded and the prospect hall not working out. You see that. But Well, I guess what's not talked about as much is when you hold on to a player that you think is going to be great, and then that doesn't work out, and the flip side of that, where, well, this guy was supposed to be really good, we didn't, or it was this big prospect when a team was trying to make a run that they this is our untouchable guy that they didn't trade, and then he gets to the big leagues and doesn't pan out, and you don't hear about the flip side of that very often, and I think that's what makes being a GM or a team president so challenging, is you're trying to make those decisions and you're trying to do it in the right windows and what's best for the team. And it's just, it's not a science. It's really hard.
Oh, man. I was hoping it was a science. We're going to ask Ian Happ to put his American Idol judge hat on next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
It's time. Stretch. We asked for tips from your teammate with Nico. Mm-hmm. So now we got to ask your opinion on the seventh inning stretch we sang last night. More with Ian Happ from a wonderful crowd here at Brickhouse Tavern. That is coming up next. Raheemy Harrison Grody. More on The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon.
This has been such a great hour with Ian Happ and our crowd here at Brickhouse Tavern at Wrigley. We love having him here. Don't forget the Compound Live is on Saturday if you want tickets. Ian Happ is also, you just told us that PCA is the special guest. Music Box Theater is where you can get those tickets. And I have put this off the last 49 minutes. We sang the seventh inning stretch last night. Should we play it? I guess we'll play again.
We need to play it.
Yeah, because you have things to do. You were up in the seventh inning. You had stuff going on. We had to wait what seemed like a million years because there were pitching changes. So without further ado, we're going to play this
okay,
for you.
Please.
The game is tied. It's time for the seventh inning stretch featuring the Midday Show score hosts, Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris, to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris.
First things first, a happy birthday to the legendary Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes.
All right, Cubs fans, let us hear you.
A one,
a two,
a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, strikes her out at the old.
I've worked with you for enough years. You can roast me. I know you and Marshall have not worked together as long.
No, we'll take the roast.
All right. We're okay for this. This
Keep
is Baseball
real.
House.
Ian,
we're going to do this real.
How'd you guys feel about it?
Oh, that's never a good sign.
That's really never a good sign. But here's how I felt. I was worried about one thing and one thing only, and that was the pacing of it. And we were told, your teammate, Nico Horner, was just like, have fun with it. We were told by Ryan Dempster, who said, yo, people just go too fast. They're too fast out of the gate, and that's what messes the whole thing up. So that's really all I cared about. I think, actually, the birthday shout-out to Pat Hughes and then the audience response kind of got us more in the mood for it than anything else, because it wasn't like a cold start. It was
I thought you guys did a good job. I was where I didn't hear this live. I was hitting in the bottom of the seventh, and so I was down under watching the pitcher who was going to come out of the pen.
Important.
And so
you were working, is what you're saying.
I didn't make my way onto the field until maybe there was like 40 seconds left on the clock, actually. But hearing it back, I thought, good pacing, not too fast. I think, Marshall, did you go for the, you just put the mic at one point, you were like.
That was the thing Layla and I talked about before. I was like, I'd rather do that than anything else.
Do they show you the words there?
What's crazy. They gave us the lyrics like twice. Once when we went upstairs, like outside of the booth, then we get in the booth and Ron Coomer's got the lyrics to give us. He's like, keep this here. And I was just like, And we were told by the person that was escorting us around, Zara, she said, oh, you'd be surprised how people just don't even know anything about anything.
Oh, yeah, people
anything.
Botch it,
I was like,
man.
Then why are they doing it? And they're like, oh, well, they're dignitaries.
Confidence.
I could see you getting up there in front of 40,000 people and you're freezing up a little bit on the line. So you guys know you didn't miss any words. That's a big win.
I found out it was yesterday. I found out it was never and not never.
Never. Yeah, it's never.
So that was something I was like, oh, today I learned something.
I think the biggest thing is like on the script with the lyrics to the song, they put like 1, 2, 3 beforehand. They also put let's get some runs or some version of that. We missed a moment because we said whatever we wanted at the beginning. We could have said whatever we wanted at the end. So we were saying we should have just yelled out, extend Kyle Tucker. But we didn't. But I was like, if we had done that,
they might have never let you back.
Probably not.
They're probably never going to let you back anyway. We were worried if you guys lost in extras that we weren't going to be let back in.
That's a good point.
Like, we kept stressing out about that during the actual outing. So thanks for coming through and making sure that we weren't bad luck.
Yeah.
But so that's our question. If you had one thing that you could yell if you were on the mic like that, like what sports thought, anything,
you've
what would it be?
You got everybody's attention.
You know what I would go with, which I really like about Wrigley? I would do No Wave at Wrigley. I like
that. Wow.
Oh, you're an anti-wave guy.
Yeah, I love it. I love when they try to start a wave out there and the left field bleachers is just shutting it down.
Those are your people? Is that your directive?
Oh, well, it's their directive, but I'm in on it. They're just yelling at people. Like, somebody will start a wave and they'll start ripping.
Why the anti-wave stance?
I think the idea behind it is that the game is on the field, and you don't want to distract the players, and I appreciate that. I think that it's a really cool thing about Wrigley. Some of the unwritten Wrigley rules, I think it's awesome.
Does it distract you? Does the wave distract players?
Not really. I would say that when you're hitting from time to time, like especially, like there's some ballparks, right, where there's nothing in center field, where it's just like open. Like San Diego's a good example of like their, all their storage is back there. Like there's nothing in center field, so you're not going to see any fans.
Straight batters.
Wrigley, like...
There's people.
There's people. Like, you're going to see the fans if they're moving kind of behind the pitcher and center. Huh. And so...
So top half of the inning, then. Do the wave.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
See,
we're
cultivating
the wave.
I hate to say I'm pro-wave, because you can't organize anybody. And for some reason, the wave is still something where people get together and work on a group project.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, Layla's big thing was the 100 men versus a gorilla. It's like, you can't get 100 men to do anything together. They're not going to be able to kill a gorilla.
That's a good point.
How do you feel about it?
There's some pretty strong dudes out there.
All right. Athlete confidence, I should have known.
Strength in numbers.
And I'm sorry we didn't have time to ask you about your experience at the 6-3 game. You Julie went to the epic Bears-Seahawks game on a Thursday night.
Yeah, we were in town for the holidays, and so we went to that game. Great tailgate before. Really great. Had a great time at the game. Had a blast. On the field, not all that exciting, but it was good to be there. Good to be supporting.
It seemed like a very punchy crowd. Like, it was a sarcastic crowd. They were cheering on fake stuff. Like, that part of it seemed like it was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just really cool to be there and be around it. And I think, you know, when you're in Chicago for this long and you know kind of everything that goes into it and how much people care about not only the Cubs, but the other sports in the city, just to be a part of it and to be there and be supportive is cool.
You are one of us. I noticed that when you're talking about the weather earlier, you're like, I know, I never know with this weather, man. Like, you're on top of it. You are officially one of the... What have you been here for now?
This is my ninth season.
Ninth season. Wow.
Yeah,
man.
You deserve a round of applause for that.
And you do, man.
And 1,000 games under your belt, I know that means something.
You embrace, like, in a genuine way, I feel like, because everybody can say nice things about Wrigleyville and playing at Wrigley, but I feel like it's genuine with you that you'll have that no matter what happens in your career. I feel like this is going to be the place for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love it here. I've been lucky to... I've been drafted by the organization and to be in my ninth season. Next year will be my 10th year. And, you know, my wife is from the north suburbs and
that's awesome.
And her whole family's here and Chicago's home for us and we love it. So I'm lucky for that.
Chicago convert.
I love it. Yeah, we feel that.
You don't have to stay here, though, in the winter. Like, I totally get that. Get the hell out of here. Like,
I don't love the winters.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. We don't either.
Chicago summer undefeated, though. Summer undefeated.
It's best summer city
whenever
in the world.
Whenever it gets here. Whenever decides to get here.
How many Bears does Ian have?
Oh, that's a great thing up to.
For going to that particular game.
He's been with the organization for how, like, the entire organization for how long? 13, 14 years?
No, 2015.
2015 was when you were drafted. Okay. 11, yeah. I think the minimum you have to be in Chicago for 10 years to earn 6 Bears. It's a scale of 1 to 10 Bears is what I give people. 6 if you're from here or you've been here 10-plus years. So that's 6 Bears automatically. And because of what you have done and what you've meant to the team, I'm going to give you 2 more Bears. 8 Bears,
ladies and gentlemen.
8 Bears. That's, I mean, for an out-of-towner, like initially, this is pretty good. This is a big moment for you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And while you're here, anything else you want to let us know about? I'm enjoying my Gold Glove brew right now.
No.
Bears.
No, I think we're really excited to do this live show on Saturday.
Yes.
And excited for people to show up at Music Box Theater. And thank you, everybody, for supporting and for being here. So thank you so much.
And thanks to Ian Happ.
Is that the biggest venue you will have done the show in, by the way? Or are you
going to we did the same venue last year.
Oh, you did? Okay. My bad.
We think we're going to sell a few more tickets.
Oh,
so
nice.
Be a part of that.
All right.
And bring your Dansby Swanson flow headbands while you're at it. Those look like a lot of fun. Thanks again to our special guest today, Ian Happ. This
Encore.
Has been a great experience.
Bears.
Brought to you by Verizon. And we have some Bears news we got to discuss.
We do have Bears.
Yeah.
You could hang around for the Bears talk if you want, Ian. I mean,
I'm going to step out on
that. I think he's got to go to work.
Thanks
again to our crew here at Brick House. More to come. Rahimi and Harrison Grody on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.